Over the past year or so, I've received many calls of people going through tests and trials, and friends and family, people facing bad news, bad doctor reports, lost jobs, lost loved ones, broken relationships, etc. And these are all believers. And as I talked to them and prayed with them, no matter what the situation they were going through, one thing was constant. Every one of them who made it to the other side in peace, they placed their hope in the Lord through Yeshua. Hallelujah. The title of this message is Hope in All Things. Please turn with me in your Bibles to the first book of Shimon Kepha, 1 Peter 1, 3 through 7. It says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Yeshua from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, reserved in heaven for me, who are kept by the power of Adonai through faith unto salvation to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Or in other words, we greatly rejoice, even though we may be going through some things, or know people who are going through some things, or helping people to go through some things, or going through things and helping people go through some things. Verse 7 says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried by fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Yeshua HaMashiach. To paraphrase that, it's pretty hard, pretty tough. But there's going to be a day when Yeshua comes back, that it's going to be a testimony to him, a testimony of your life that you actually persevered and you made it through Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But again, the title of this message is Hope in All Things. What a blessing it is for us as believers to have the blessed hope of spending our entire earthly lives and our entire eternal life with the Lord. The world faces struggles and challenges that they have no answer to. So they turn to natural things, seeking relief. This relief often never comes. And even when they do get some relief, it's only temporary. They think money will make them happy. And for a while it may, but it never truly satisfies. They think that natural pleasures will make them happy, and for a while it might as well, but it too never truly satisfies. They think that people and relationships will make them happy. A career will make them happy. Just like the others, for a while it may, but it too never truly satisfies. They're living godless, Torahless, Yeshua-less lives. But the question I ask you is this: what happens when these things simply do not satisfy, or do not satisfy anymore? Then what? These things are commonplace in the world, but they're also commonplace in the body of Messiah. The world we live in is full of heartbreaking situations, all result of man's sin. And some of these things we try and insulate ourselves from, but we can't totally escape. But to the congregation and those watching on live stream, I want to encourage you with this. We have hope. Hallelujah. We have a hope. We have a specific hope. That specific hope is our relationship with the Lord through Yeshua. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We have hope in Yeshua, our Messiah, Adonai, our Lord, the Ruach living within us, speaking and leading us, and comforting us. We place our hope in Him, our faith in Him, and our trust in Him. Hallelujah. 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 This isn't in my notes, but as I was driving down here, the Lord just was speaking this to me. You know, there's a lot of people who, you know, I'm real big on 1 Corinthians chapter 13, as most of you hear. And the reason it talks about faith, love, and hope, it talks about it. And if you're lacking in faith, lacking in love, and or lacking in hope, you're in a bad situation and you feel it and you know it. And sometimes as believers, we come in to service or we're around friends or family and we're lacking in faith, we're lacking in peace, we're lacking in hope. And we put a smile on our face, which is what we should do. We should fight the good fight of faith and keep moving forward, right? Amen? When things don't feel good, when things aren't going well, when you have one good tire and three flat ones. Hallelujah. Thank God for the one good tire. Praise the Lord. People's mental health. I've been dealing with this for about a year with a lot of people dealing with mental health. The word says, I believe it's in the end of Matthew, Yeshua talks about men's hearts failing them for fear of what's coming on the earth. When he's talking about that, he's actually specifically talking about things, demons and different things later on in the tribulation. However, as we approach those days, there are things now that are causing men to lose faith, to lose trust, to lose hope, to lose courage. And everyone needs to be encouraged. Everyone needs that. You know, we have the meet and greet. I love it because it's really encouraging. I love seeing people come in with smiles on their faces and they're happy. It bothers me when I see people, friends and family, and they're down. Especially when it's things that, you know, there's sometimes you're just walking through circumstances, you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, and that's where you are. You came in one end of the valley, and you're not going to get helicopter snatched out of there. You're going to have to just walk through, and it is what it is, and you're going to have to trust the Lord. Amen. And it's, praise the Lord. That's a wonderful place to be because you're in the hands of the Lord. However, a lot of times we're not there. A lot of times we're in places that are, we've lost hope because of our own actions. We've lost faith because we haven't done our part to maintain our faith in the Lord, to regain our faith in the Lord, to access our faith in the Lord, to access our relationship with the Lord. We haven't spent the time talking to the Lord that I don't want to say we should, because I don't want to put any guilt trip on anyone, but I will say this, we haven't spent the time talking to the Lord that we could. Hallelujah. And you know, when I point one finger out there, there's three more pointing back at me. So this isn't just to you, this is for all of us. But these things are never on the Lord's side, and that is the awesome part about it. The awesome part is that we have a choice in this. We have a part to play in this. Can you imagine if the Lord just left us and things just, they were how they were and we had no answers for anything? That's what separates us from the world apart from salvation in Yeshua. We have answers. And James, I believe it's in chapter 5, says, paraphrasing here, but basically, why do you think that something is wrong because you're going through something? That's just common to everyone on the earth. Everyone has flat tires, bad hair days, which I used to have. Hallelujah. Don't have those anymore. I've been delivered from bad hair days. Thank you, Lord. Permanently. But everyone has these things that you go through. And I just want to encourage everyone here as a family, but as a community. We're here together as a community. The Lord, you know, the Lord gives you your parents, but the Lord gives you uncles and aunts and people from the outside who come in and grandparents who can help you. So when you hear from the Lord on any level, and you have a witness that it's the Lord speaking to you, you have to continue to do what the Lord told you to do. Amen? If you're dealing with something, if you're dealing with lack of faith, lack of peace, lack of hope at any level, talk to the Lord about it. Do what you can do to put yourself in a position again to get where you were and get where the Lord wants you to go. Amen? There's people who are depending on you that you don't even know the Lord is going to put in your path. We're living in a time where we have the good news. We're carriers of the good news of Yeshua to the Jew and to the Gentile. We're carriers of the good news of Yeshua to the Christians in a level and a way that something is scratching in them that they don't know what it is. And the Lord is going to send people to you and ask you questions. We went to the Fresno Fair a few weeks ago, and the Lord just, I wanted to go, but the Lord instructed us to go. In particular, I've been dealing with some issues with my neck, and praise the Lord, after a year of exercises and therapy and different things, my neck is like 99% where I can travel again, and praise the Lord. During the course of this, I was looking for a particular thing at the fair, just a heating thing to put around my neck to heat up. No big deal. One we had for about 15 years, it was getting worn out. And the Lord just directed us to the fair. At the fair, they have different booths set up, different people selling different things. And we're there, we're towards the end of the day, and I come around the corner, and this nice lady is looking right at me. And in her hand, she's got the exact thing I was looking for. And as soon as I came around the corner, she looked right at me. She said, "Sir, come here." And I walked up to her, I said, "Stacy, come here, she's got one." And she says, "Sir, can I put this on your neck and on your back?" And I said, "Absolutely." And she said, "Sir, what kind of problem do you have?" And I said, "A problem in my neck." And she said, "Ah." She said, "Sir, have a seat, I'm going to let him help you." So this guy finishes helping the person he's with. And he comes up to me and he's all, "Oh, you have problems in your neck. Well, tell me where." I told him, "Oh, I have the same thing." And I'm listening to him, and I'm looking at him, and I said, inside, "Lord, this guy is Israeli, and so is she." And I said, he started talking, and he's doing things, and he said, he just kept talking. And I said, "Where are you from?" I could hear the accent. And he said, "Oh, you know, from France and from Hungary. I've lived all over the place." And, okay. But I can tell he was being a little evasive. Fine, I wasn't going to press. So he says, "Hey, I want to show you this website where you can get some help." He pulls out his iPhone, goes up to one of the search engines, and he starts typing in. But I look, and I'm right here, and it shows you everything on his iPhone. All his previous searches. And guess what I saw? Everything was in Hebrew. And I said, "Lord, you know, I don't want to keep pressing this guy." And I said, "Hey, that's Hebrew." And he looked at me and he said, "Yes." He's all, "You speak Hebrew?" And I said, "Ken, ami medaber katzat ivrit." And he said, "What?" And that's all it took. She turned around and looked at us, and we were their new best friends. So we got to talking. Before we were done, she was handing Stacy her card and saying, "When you go to Israel, here's my cousin here and here's my aunt there. You call them. They're going to take care of you." He gave me his card. We're friends on Facebook. We started talking about all kinds of things. The last thing I did, you know, these things you got to approach carefully, delicately, led by the Spirit, not just going in and bulldozing through people and blowing your opportunity. Last thing I did, I pulled out my wallet and I gave him my card. And he looked and he said, "Whoa!" And he called her over and they looked, "Oh, wow!" And I said, "Hey, you can watch us every week. Just go to the website or go online." And he hugged me and shook my hand and she just grabbed Stacy, and it was like just an absolute divine encounter. He had no problem with us being messianic. No problem at all. You don't know when the Lord is going to do any of this. Be prepared. Hallelujah. Let me get back. Let's go to Mark 4:39. I'm going to get through this as quickly as I can. Yeshua and his disciples were passing over the sea when a storm moved in, tossing the boat to and fro. The disciples were all panicking. They all lost their peace. They all started acting on their emotions, and they looked for Yeshua, and they found him at peace, asleep. Yeshua famously rebuked the wind and the sea. He commanded both to be at peace and still. He said to the disciples, "Ye of little faith, where is your faith?" And I ask you today, where is your hope? Where is our hope? Misplaced hope, lack of hope, hopelessness is not only a dangerous place to live, but the Lord has given us a remedy. Put your hope in Adonai. Hallelujah. The Lord has been reminding me of people, oh, this is what I just talked about, people dealing with mental illness. And our society is at a place where mental illness is rampant because of the things that are coming on the world. Depression, oppression, fear, panic, anxiety, all these things. And I just want to admonish us all not to judge people who are dealing with this or look down upon them, but to pray for them, to stand in agreement with them. We pray that they get the help they need, whether through Adonai directly or a doctor or a change of diet, whatever it is. Hallelujah. And I've noticed one common thing dealing with people who don't have hope, who've lost their hope. It tends to lead towards depression and anxiety, which leads to full hopelessness. That's a sad place to be. A very sad place to be. But put your hope in Adonai. And it says in the Psalms, "And bless the Lord, O my soul." Amen? Hallelujah. When we have peace through Adonai, through Yeshua, through the comfort of the Ruach, we can put hope in Him. And we need to put our hope in Him for everything at all times. Hallelujah. This is the answer for every problem, every circumstance, every pain. We need to do what Yeshua did. Instead of talking to the wind and the waves, we need to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, "Peace, be still." And comfort, calm, and refocus ourselves on the promises of Adonai and our covenant with Adonai through Yeshua. Hallelujah. I look at myself in the mirror and I say, "Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Adonai, our God, is with us." Let's say that together. Adonai, our God, is with us. Adonai, our God, is with me. Let's say that together. Adonai, our God, is with me. The Holy Spirit of God, the Ruach HaKodesh, is in me to guide me and help me and to comfort me. When you practice this and become proficient with it, you'll be the most confident, hopeful person in Adonai. Trusting in Him in new ways and being delivered from hopelessness and delivered into hope in Adonai. Trust in Adonai. And listen to this. "And you will look at the need for men's counsel less and less." Hallelujah. If you have to tell yourself every month or every week or every day or every hour, every minute, or even every second, then keep reminding yourself. Stay hopeful in Adonai. Hallelujah. The disciples, when they were crossing the sea, it's like they forgot that they were with the Son of God in the boat. Did they think Adonai was going to let the boat sink with the Son of God aboard? No. No. Did they forget the miracles they had seen done through Yeshua? No. But they demonstrated that even with Yeshua with them, as people we have to remind ourselves who's living in us, we have to remind ourselves that we are the sons and daughters of the King of the universe. HaMelech HaOlam. Hallelujah. So stay confident in knowing the will of God for your life, the protection of Adonai over your life, and most importantly, be confident in Adonai. Let Him guide your steps. Put a smile on your face. Let me see you guys smile. You know when you smile at someone? That's it. I want everybody to frown at their neighbor. No, I'm kidding. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In verse 6, it says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. We are all going to walk through our lives dealing with things. But put your hope in Adonai. And let me read this last scripture to you from Psalm Tehillim 43, verse 5. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Put your hope in Adonai. Amen, amen, amen and amen. As has been customary, we've been reciting 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And as is customary with me, you're probably going to hear about faith, hope, and love in anything I teach, because that's the foundation of everything. That's it. Faith, hope, and love in Yeshua. Faith, hope, and love in Adonai our God. Let's read together. Though I speak with tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. The greatest of these is Adonai's love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father.